If you will, there's a few basic things that have become very irritating to a home seller when they're on the market, things that weren't expected. For example, if your home has a storm door, and you've left the house and the realtor has a key to the front door, but not the storm door. Many a homeowner missed out showings because the realtor with another company comes to show the property, and then the storm door is locked, but they can't get to the front door. Keep in mind, agents will often sometimes lock that door, sometimes lock doors, for example, to the garage, and they go out from the kitchen into the garage, they come back and they lock the door. Here you come back home with groceries or what have you, a long day of work, and you can't get in the house. The recommendation is keep a spare key with you to get from inside the garage to the house. We hope it never happens, but these things do because there are thousands of realtors and it takes all kinds, if you will. Again, these are things that tend to frustrate homeowners, and it's just as listing agents can't predict or instruct all these agents because sometimes they're not always thinking, but that's what happens. It's more reflex. They think they're helping out and didn't know that they shouldn't have locked that door. The next thing is, if you have an alarm, oftentimes have a special alarm code for the house that is different than what you or your family may use. But be prepared, because I'm not sure what this happens, but the probability of a realtor showing the property and triggering the alarm because they're not used to your pad, they're not used to where it's located, you can expect that somebody's going to set that alarm off. I would instruct your company, alarm company, let them know that your property's on the market and that you know when showings are occurring. So if the alarm goes off at 5:45 and you have a showing during that time frame, there's a pretty good probability it was that realtor that did it. And because, you know, during business hours, it's probably a realtor that set the alarm off. Not always, but it could be. In any case, the next thing is do leave the property show ready every day. You may have gone through a period of time like 3 to 4 to 5 days, like some houses do, and you don't get a showing on the property. And on occasion, a homeowner would become laxed and didn't make their bed or didn't do the dishes. Not you, but sometimes it happens. And then a showing occurs and the seller says, oh, tell them to come tomorrow. Well, they won't come tomorrow. They had a time slot open today. During a certain time slot, they went out and bought a different house, or they're traveling for business or something, and they just can't come back tomorrow. So, if you will, keep the house ready to show at all times. And about the lawn being cut, if your house is vacant or something like that, and just that the lawn looks at very best of your ownership. It could be hot and it's starting to get burned out, or it's getting really high and looking unkept. And it's like going on a first date and being completely disheveled. One wouldn't do that. And when a lawn looks that way, it just isn't a great first impression. And of course, same thing during the cold weather season, if that's the part of the country your property is in, and that is to make sure that the driveways and sidewalks are always clear of ice and snow and things like that. Otherwise, people are discouraged on occasion from getting out of their car and even showing the property. Certainly leave for every showing if you can. And lastly, please don't cancel any showing or try to reschedule. Again, when somebody says, a seller says, oh, they're coming between 3 and 4, and the seller says, well, can they come between 4 and 5? Well, geographically, if the buyer's covering a bit of distance, they may already be in a different part of the community by then on a limited schedule. We know it's very inconvenient to have a property on the market. And oftentimes, there's another realtor that has the buyer. And everybody has a small window of time, even yourself. However, if all possible, please don't reschedule the times and only cancel if it's really an emergency. So the agent most likely has your property, again, on a list with a few others in a specific order. So, hey, thank you for listening. Appreciate it.